Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Jesus made this statement that we find recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 15. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. Now, that's a very strong and bold statement, and it was directed toward the Pharisees that Luke says were sneering at Jesus. These religious folks mocked Jesus, and in our study today, we will set this statement in its context and explore the purpose of the Lord's teaching. We hope that you will join us for the inspirational songs that we share and the blessing in hearing God's Word.
Jesus, holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows, now I am rejoicing, for you are Savior of my life. Jesus, holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior of the world.
Jesus was teaching in parables, and he told them to teach spiritual truths. While he taught, he addressed what men could do that would not be acceptable to God. The Pharisees, who were sneering at Jesus, mocked him and his teachings. And Luke gives us an identity of the Pharisees and to why Jesus was teaching them about what they valued. Luke says these Pharisees loved money. So Jesus had taught about what to value. He said, no servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one or love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. At this statement, they showed contempt toward Jesus. Luke does not record what they said, but shares with us the fact that they were speaking scornfully toward the Lord. Jesus replies to their reaction toward what he had been teaching. He said to them, "You are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your hearts. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight." To love money is detestable to God, because the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Not many verses down from this statement, the Lord gives the account of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man had everything in life that he needed, and much more. Lazarus, on the other hand, had nothing. He sat and begged at the rich man's gate. Reading carefully the parable, we will find that there is no indication given that Lazarus ever received any of the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Here is one powerful example as to why God detests what men value. If we value, and what we have has mercy in it. The rich man would have cared for Lazarus without any sacrifice at all on his part. The crumbs from his table would not have been missed. But they were not given because he did not care about Lazarus and his need. He could not have missed it because Lazarus sat at his gate. The need would have been obvious. Jesus describes the rich man as living in all the luxury of his day. He must have loved his money so much so that none of it could be used to provide for this beggar. These Pharisees prided themselves in showing how pious that they were, but Jesus said God knew what was in their hearts. They did not love God because they loved money. If we go back a few verses from where Jesus addresses their love for money, we find them judging Jesus and others. They criticize Jesus for welcoming and eating with sinners. Luke chapter 15 contains the Lord's answer to why he would welcome and eat with the sinners, because every soul was important to God. In the eyes of those Pharisees, the souls of sinners didn't hold much value. Jesus would not condone sin, but he would teach sinners how to live a life dedicated and devoted to God rather than to live in a sinful manner. I would have us hear what Jesus said to those who were so judgmental and uncaring. God knows your heart. God looks upon the heart. He looks upon our hearts today. What does he see? Does he see the kind of heart that Jesus had? This is the essence of what Christianity is about. We take into our heart and into our mind the character of God's Son. The Apostle Peter wrote about our adding to our faith and abounding in the virtues that come from the divine nature. We grow in our spiritual being by adding goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. The Apostle says that if these qualities are ours, and they are increasing within us, that our walk with Jesus will remain true and will be a blessing to others as well. The Apostle Paul says that we should walk by the Spirit. God's indwelling Spirit gives us such qualities of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Living by faith brings about a heart that pleases the Heavenly Father. I pray that all who listen today will be among those who seek to have a heart that values what the Father in heaven values.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure. My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. sins out away. But since that day,
since that hour,
God has been real, for I can feel His holy power. My God is real,
real
in my soul. My God is real, for He is washed and made me whole.
His love for me
is like pure gold. My God is real.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.
He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's our King. King. He is reigning over us and He's our King. We adore and praise and lift up our voice to Jesus Christ our King. You are Lord, You are Lord. Christ.